Your home for the Colonels, 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region, and 1600 AM, KLEB, Golden Meadow.
It's the Tim Rebo Show on 100.3 FM, ESPN, New Orleans. And now, live, here's the voice of the Colonels, Bryant Johnson.
Happy October, everyone. Welcome to the Coach Rebo Show. We're at Rotolo's Pizzeria in downtown Thibodaux, the banks of Bayou Lafourche. We come to you with the number 12 football team in the country, the Nichols Colonels, fresh off a 50-27 win against the Lamar Cardinals. Coach Rebo, you were actually down 17-13 at one point in this game, but it was a blitz for those final two and a half quarters, 613 yards of total offense.
Yeah, I thought we played a little sloppy in the first half. It wasn't a clean game. We went in and we talked about it. Leading into that, we talked about we need to have some explosive plays and we need to finish drives. And then I thought defensively, if we were physical again and can get a few turnovers, then we'd be in good shape. Well, we had some turnovers in the first half. We were moving the ball. But then we came back and we went into halftime, regrouped, made some adjustments on the defensive side of the ball. Held them to 76 yards, I think, in the second half, and offense kind of exploded. We got the run game going, and then Chase found a few receivers, so I think we cleaned some things up in the second half.
What were some of the biggest adjustments your defense made?
Well, it was the option game. We had a couple plans to stop the option. We knew their quarterback was very, very good. He was a physical runner. He was tough. We talked about he could create some things. We were assignment sound in the option game. We were just not getting to where we needed to get to. And then they mixed in a couple plays with that, so it made it kind of difficult. We talked about it in the second quarter, about maybe making an adjustment there, maybe trying to fix it with the front. We said, let's wait till halftime. Coach Tommy Ryback, he went in. They drew plan B up, and then we shut it down in the second half.
Darrell Colbert came into this game with 210 yards of rushing in his last two games, and these are a couple conference games for Lamar. He has 60 yards in the first half rushing, 7 in the second.
Yeah, it was gang tackling. It was containing him. It was putting a little pressure. I thought all game our defensive front was putting some pressure. You know, he couldn't set his feet. He couldn't get in the pocket. We had a busted coverage, and he got over the top of the defense one time. But I thought other than that, we played pretty well in the secondary. We had a pick. Darren Evans got him a pick. And then Johnny on the spot, I like to tell him, Austin Dickerson with the play early in the game. Got the deflection off of Darren's helmet. It was kind of funny because Austin was playing man coverage, came off when the ball was thrown, and we just happened to be right there, and we let him into the end zone to give us the quick score.
Now, for a lot of Colonel fans that are unable to watch practices day in and day out, almost every week, if not every day, there are drills for your defense about how to react after interceptions. It's great that you have the pick, but if you're upright, well, you need to think about getting into the end zone. And we saw it almost twice against Lamar last year. You had one pick six. Darrell Adams got back to the 1 yard line on an interception. Austin Dickerson, his second interception return for a touchdown in his last three home games.
We joked about if we were ever on that side of the field at that point of the game, we got to put Austin in the game because he knows how to find the end zone over there. But we do work on the defensive staff and the defensive coaches and players work on how to return the ball. There is a science to it on where you want to try to get into the end zone. The biggest thing is you always got to block high, and you need to block in front. Never block in the back.
It also helps that your defensive backs coach is Chris Thompson, and you know he has 8 interceptions from his Nichols State University career. He knew how to get into the end zone. He's able to show those guys, look, it's practice, but let me give you an example for how to come up with this interception and get into the end zone.
I think it was a play last week on Thursday. He just showed Austin that exact same thing on how to get in the end zone. He did. Listen, Chris Thompson can still out. You know, I know we joke about Greg Reynolds and some of the ex-players around, but I think Chris Thompson can still go out and play a little defensive back for us.
Chris Thompson and Sammy Joseph, they will do 50-yard sprints after practice sometimes. You have two coaches who sit out there and show your 20-year-olds, listen, don't take a day off. We can still fly.
I try to get some of them coaches not to showboat because I think the real coaches work out early in the morning or late at night when nobody's around. You know, they don't just go out when the camera's on like some.
Coach,
some
we got shots fired early in the Tim Rebo radio show tonight. There's some inter-audience mingling right now. Not everybody can be a part of that 5:30 in the morning running crew, but hey, credit where credit is due. You got coaches that can fly over the field and players that certainly took advantage of an awesome Saturday afternoon. You're back at home for the second straight week, and this atmosphere, it just gets better and better for Colonel home games.
I thought it was a special. We were talking about it earlier about the crowd. I thought the crowd was excellent. It was family day. A lot of people came back who might not have been back to a game in a while, and it was a special for them to come. So we always talk to the players about that to try to get a W and get a win for them.
Yeah, we're talking about the cornerbacks, and I'm sorry, Ladarius Webb. I should have mentioned you a little earlier in this show. To have Ladarius Webb back on the sidelines, he was interviewed by the 11 sports crew. He was taking pictures with a lot of Colonel fans. Pretty special that you get two big interceptions in front of him.
You know, the thing about Ladarius, which we all love, and we know how great of a player is and how he keeps giving back, that we were talking about it earlier with Jonathan, that he did not want all the fanfare. Yeah. He didn't call and say, hey, can I get the sideline pass or get the tickets? He just wanted to be a natural, you know, in the stands. And then JT got him and got him some passes, and he went down there and took a few pictures. But he just wanted to blend in. But he wants to give back. He wants to keep coming back. He said he'll be back to a couple games later on in the year.
This is the Tim Rebo Radio Show. It's brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional. Colonels are on the road this week. We'll head up to Natchitoches on Friday, a 6 p.m. game on Saturday against Northwestern State. You were talking about these explosive plays that you had all evening, all afternoon on Saturday. It's rare that you can have a 65-yard completion, and that is the second longest play from scrimmage for an offense. Stefano Grisco had a 65-yarder. Julian Gums had a 68-yard touchdown. It's nice when 170 of your 600 yards come in two plays.
You know, you always have goals, and teams have goals on how many explosive plays you want to get is one of them. And I don't know if we had 13 or 16 explosive plays, which is big runs and big passes, you know, over 16 or over 20 yards. And when you can get those, you're actually moving the ball pretty good. And I like that we got some and put them in the end zone and finished up. But, you know, you talk about Stefano. He had a whale of a game. He had a couple big catches over the middle for us. It showed how tough he is. He went over. He took that shot. Guy got ejected. I mentioned it earlier that I don't like to see anybody get ejected during the game. You know, that's where the game is going. But he took that shot. He bounced right back up, came up. And you got to mention, too, when you talked about Gums' run, I want to mention the receivers about that, because Damien Jean-Pierre, who had one catch for 7 yards, you alluded earlier, well, he was a decoy all night. He wasn't really a decoy. The ball just did not find him, but he blocked, and he threw a key block on the play to Stefano, and he was just as fired up and blocking for Stefano as him catching a touchdown pass. And then you look at the long run by Gums, and we were joking during the play about the receivers down the field, and then there you look at number 5. Dejon Dixon throwing a block and blocking 2 and 3 guys on the, you know, down the field to let Gums get in the end zone. And that's what it's all about, because they want to help each other. They like to see each other have success.
It was a memorable one catch for Damien Jean-Pierre. It went for the second first down of the first quarter, but it also allowed Damien to move into third place in all-time receiving yards at Nicholls State University history. Almost 1,500 yards in his 4 years with your program, and that set the stage for an evening that was Chase Fourcade at his completions. 12 completions for 299 yards. He threw for 3 touchdowns. He ran for 2 more. About as complete of a game as you can have for a quarterback.
Yeah, he was not as sharp early on in the first quarter and in the first half, and he settled down a little bit and started hitting his throws. And he overthrew some receivers. He was a little high a couple of times. He had some guys in his face. But, you know, he was joking, too, yesterday about he wanted that 300-yard passing game. He had 299. I don't know if we can find that yard somewhere. I said one of his receivers, we were joking about Jordan Talley, had a big catch on a throwback screen that if he would have just got him one more yard, he could have had the big 300.
I look forward to having Rob Christoffel on a little later on. We'll talk with the Colonel offensive coordinator. You mentioned that tight end screen. It felt like that was a point in which the Cardinal defense just were permanently scratching their heads when you have the throwback screen to a guy who had 3 catches in his career before that play. That's taking advantage of unpredictability.
Yeah, the first 2 plays of that series was not really special, and it looked like it was going to be a 3rd and 10. You know, it was going to be a 3 and out. And it worked perfect. And we had Big Eddie down the field, threw a key block for him and picked up the first down and continued to drive. Also, the screen game a little later, we threw a screen pass for a touchdown to Kyron Irvin, who took one and took it the distance. So we got to be able to do that to maybe slow the defenses down a little bit more.
It's a spread offense that is, of course, something we see throughout college football. But with the way your offense is taking advantage of bubble and tunnel screens, running back screens, and then the timing with these run-pass options for Chase Fourcade, it's not as much a work in progress. You're developing more and more weapons and options throughout the year.
Yeah, if you can spread the ball out like that and get it around and from sideline to sideline, it's going to open some things up for you. It doesn't always work that way. It's not always, works how you draw it up. Okay, but yeah, we get more and more guys involved when you get Aaron McKinney and Dontez Costi. Ty Smith had a big catch over the middle for a third down to continue a drive, and we've got the tight ends involved.
You know, we've got these sponsor reads for each broadcast, and I feel like I need to create these for a lot of individual colonels, because you just rattled off three players that did have major moments in this game that can kind of fly under the radar. Dontez Costi gets the first touchdown of his career, that just a beautiful ball, 41 yards out from Chase Fourcade. Taj Smith, his first catch, pays the price on it, spins away for 22 yards. And Aaron McKinney, we didn't get to mention him until last week. At first three catches of his career were last week in the win against Sam Houston State. He had a big first down reception as well.
Yeah, he's been getting better and better every week. He's feeling more and more healthy, a big part of the offense. And then you can go out and spell Dejan, and you can spell Damien Jean-Pierre some and really not miss a beat. And then, of course, that opens up the run game also.
We'll continue on with the Coach Rebo Show. It's great to have everybody back in Thibodeau. We'll miss you for a little bit. Colonels are on the road for the next couple weeks. They've got a bye in 3 weeks, and then they're back at home on October 27th against Incarnate Word. It's great to be at Rotolo's. We do it every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. It's brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional. And thanks again to Joe Septic Contractors, Vision Communications, Cashio's Cating, and Associated Pump and Supply Company. The Tim Rebo Radio Show from Thibodeau will roll on from Rotolo's after this break on the Colonel Sports Radio Network.
Bigger at Barker Honda. Selection, savings, service. A better way to buy the Honda you want at Barker Honda. Accords, Civics, CRVs. Hundreds of Hondas to choose from. New and certified. Big selection, big savings, and big on service. You get it all when you go to Barker Honda. A better way to buy. Barker Honda. Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. BarkerHonda.com.
Sink your teeth into one of the Dugout in Thibodeau's famous mouth-watering Grand Slam burgers or their famous homemade roast beef po' boys. The Dugout also has frappes, smoothies, and a variety of specialty sundaes, and offers over 85 snowball flavors to choose from. Any one can be made sugar-free. Follow them on Facebook. First 10 customers to come in and mention you heard this commercial on ESPN Radio will win a free Dugout t-shirt. Visit the Dugout of Thibodeau, located on St. Mary Street in Thibodeau.
Oh, there's no way I'll make that deadline now feeling like this.
Take your best shot at no sick days. Protect yourself and your family. Get your flu shot at Total Urgent Care, located in Cutoff on Highway 3162 in front of Walmart. Open 7 days a week with extended hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with no appointments or long wait times. Get your flu shot today. Or for more information, visit MyTotalUrgentCare.com.
Alario Brothers Marine and Hardware Supply has supplied commercial fishermen for over 50 years. Alario Brothers is family-owned and operated with family members on the premises. Not only do they manufacture and sell custom-made crab traps and trawls, they also sell supplies and maintain a large stock of fishing and marine supplies. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A in West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Good luck to Mike Cochran, number 20. Go Colonels!
Hello. This is State Senator Gary Smith, representing District 9. I'm a proud supporter of both ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM and our very own Nichols Colonels. Join me in pulling for the Colonels this season, cheering them on to victory. Nichols Sports, State Senator Gary Smith, a winning combination for years. Go Colonels, paid for by the Gary L. Smith Jr. Campaign Fund.
Joe's Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Do you know if you have the right insurance coverage? Or do you feel like you're paying too much for your car, home, or business insurance? Look, if you hesitated, you need to contact Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Owner agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call 985-803-8999 or log on to 123myquote.com. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Home, commercial, auto.
Judge Walt Lanier has been district court judge in Lafourche Parish for the past 16 years. Early voting will begin on October 23rd and run through October 30th. Judge Walt Lanier will be running for the open seat on the First Circuit Court of Appeal on November 6th. Judge Lanier humbly asks for your consideration and vote for judge on the First Circuit Court of Appeal on November 6th, paid for by the committee to elect Judge Walt Lanier.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is the proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6. All of us at Rotolo's want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you at our Houma and Thibodaux locations. Go Colonels!
Follow us on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA.
You know, it's a great night when Stevie Wonder brings you back from break. Welcome back to Rotolo's Pizzeria for the Tim Rebo Radio Show. Colonels are number 12 in the country. They're third in the nation in sacks. They lead the Southland Conference in sacks. Second in total defense. Second in rush offense. First in third down conversion. We could go on and on, but after five games, Coach Rebo, the schedule you've played, back-to-back Southland Conference wins, it just speaks to the success you've had so far and the hope that it'll continue throughout the final six regular season games.
It was good for us to finally get the back-to-back home games and have the crowd into it for us and supporting. You know, we did those first four games were a rough stretch. It was pretty, I think, tough physically, tough mentally. So to have a home game was really good. And we were talking off the air about the crowd.
Yeah.
Again, about how nice it was to have the stands. Look, the weather, Friday was bad. It was touch and go on early Saturday morning. But I tell you what, when we kicked off and when we ran out, we had a little delay. We adjusted again to our little pregame, but we came out and those stands were full. And to look across and see the band and to see the students and how loud they were, it was just a great, great atmosphere out there. And, you know, we talked about Family Day, but you had people coming from all over the place, all the neighboring parishes, not just right here in Thibodaux. You know, you talk about from the Lutcher area, from the East Bank area, from St. Charles Parish, you know, to Houma. I mean, there's so many people that just came and are starting to come back and support. And let me tell you, you said it. Our players realize it. Our players know it. It's good to play in front of the home crowd.
It was funny. Before the game, we've got Mike Davis, the public address announcer, and in his script, there's a call to let everybody know, you know, come in from tailgating. We're ready to start. And he looked out at the crowd and said, why am I going to read this? Everybody's here. I don't need to tell anybody. They were ready for kickoff, and especially with some of the weather issues you had the week before, sure, there was some concern later in the game, but at kickoff, everybody had packed that stadium, and they were ready to roar from the opening kickoff.
Yeah, you know, you check the radar. We went in at halftime and still checked the radar. We thought we'd be okay, and we got into the fourth quarter, and you look, and you could see it coming. Had some little sprinkles, and you know, we had 2 minutes left to go in the game, and we had a lightning strike, so we had to clear it. So we looked across, and the athletic directors got together, and they talked and said, hey, look, we were getting ready to take a knee anyway.
Yeah.
It was that time. We were going to go down and take a knee, so it really wasn't a big deal. The only thing is you had a couple guys maybe wanted to get a couple extra snaps. We played a lot of players in the game, which, you know, we were really happy to be able to do. I think we played something like 31 guys on offense and 33 guys on defense. And now we got guys getting involved and wanting to get more on a special team. So, I like where our guys are sitting right now.
It was great to see Charles Brooks out there running the offense at quarterback late in the fourth quarter. Mason Boudreaux getting a number of carries, and he's been so instrumental in your program's success. We're going to head to Northwestern State where he had the best game of his career, and he's been out since that Texas A&M game last year. That's important for your program to get those guys who've been practicing so hard, battling back from injuries, and they get to play several possessions in the fourth quarter of a conference game.
Yeah, look, what it does, it does always create the good competition. It helps at practice the next week, but also it helps these guys know they want to get in the game and they want to get some meaningful snaps in the game. So that prepares guys like that. If something happens, one of them can come step in later on where they had some good snaps in the football game.
You know, when we talk about this home crowd and the atmosphere that has been established at Nichols, sometimes it takes an opposing coach or an opposing team to really remind you how special it is. And when we talk to these teams out of Texas or Arkansas, they've always said there's a mystique about Thibodeau and the difficulty of playing on this campus. When you have an atmosphere game like you did on Saturday, you've got the fog rolling in, the mist off the Gulf of Mexico, it just plays to this team's strengths. And that atmosphere, it felt real before kickoff.
We talk about Thibodeau and Nichols being a unique place, and it really is. And I say this with all due respect, when these guys come in from out of town, they see some of the crazies out there tailgating. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, 3 o'clock kickoff. I know some of them out there at 7 o'clock, getting ready to go. Some of them start the night before. So, we were joking earlier about if we played any later games. I don't know if some of our guys would make it and see it. So, 3 o'clock is a good kickoff for us. The guys know how to get out and cook and have fun. You know, another good thing is to see all the kids playing around. We got fields all around our stadium, and to see those kids out playing ball and throwing the ball. It doesn't matter, rain or shine, and wet ground, it doesn't matter, those kids out there playing, it's real fun.
Nichols State University is your home for happy hour, and it doesn't matter what time of day it is, we're always ready to roll during that tailgate session. It's always fun interviewing you after games, too, because you've got the next generation of Colonel football players, or at least wannabe football players. We've got some serious competition happening on the field when we're doing our post-game interview with 9-10-year-olds slinging it up and down the sideline.
I thought it was Owen Porsche, wasn't he, out there?
Yeah,
throwing
Owen
on the field, and they were kind of asking if they wanted us to get the field. No, stay out there and play. You got the lights are on. Go ahead and keep playing. So it's fun to see that.
It's rare after a game to get to see a coach mingle, yet there you were after the game talking to a few of our interns, finding out where in St. Charles Parish they're from, talking to either recruits or whoever else is around this game. Your job is so much more than just X's and O's. It's about developing connections and relationships with everybody that's surrounding your program.
Well, you want them to have a good experience, and you want them to all come back. And those guys do that, and they all love Nichols. That's one of the great things when you talk about those guys working, and a lot of them coming to school and working for you and doing some things. And they'll remember that for years to come.
Well, we were walking to the car, and they said, "Wow, that was such a cool moment to get to talk to Coach Rebo after that game." Nichols wins it 50-27 against Lamar. And before we pivot and really break down this matchup against Northwestern State, when you have an afternoon where everything comes together, where your offense and defense collect as one, and they do it against a team that had been putting up points, that scored 48. Against Northwestern State 2 weeks earlier, that had just lost a close 30-24 game against Southeastern, it's a reminder that what you're doing is working, and just to keep building on it.
Yeah, again, it was good to play home. Every week is going to be a challenge. You know, we know that, and this week it was Lamar. They created some things for us that challenged us a little bit, but it's only going to make us better. Now, we talked about it as a team, that we have got to clean up some things. That is, when you get down the road, it's going to come a time in a game when it's going to be important that we have the discipline, we go out and execute and do the things that we're supposed to do. So that's a big part, that we got to be able to clean up some things. We did Sunday. You know, the weather caught us again yesterday. We didn't get a chance to get out on the field. We lifted weights. We watched the film, but we didn't get to get out on the film because lightning hit us again. So we gave the guys the afternoon off and told them to go ahead home and get ready for Tuesday's practice.
Julian Gums was recognized as a National Freshman of the Week honorable mention selection. He had 10 carries for 152 yards, and it's such a reminder that you do have to listen to your coaches when they tell you to be ready. He addressed in the first four games
We knew that maybe against McNeese or Sam Houston, if there was an opportunity, he could play, but it took until Saturday, and boy, was Julian Gums ready for his opportunity.
Well, yeah, we said maybe he had some fresh legs, but I don't know. But, what he does, he practices hard, and he prepares well, and he's the same type of guy that we knew he was when we recruited him on how he could run. Yeah, he played quarterback, but he was in a running offense and the things that he did. So it was exciting to see him get his chance. What happened, Dontrell Taylor got ill before the game. He couldn't go. So we had Kendall Bussey and we had Kyron Irvin. We said, hey, let's give the young guy a chance. And, boy, he made the most of his first carry, picking up a first down and then busting a couple runs. But he got us positive yards. You know, he's got that leg drive. He keeps it turning. Yeah. He has great vision also. He made a couple cuts. So it was a really, really nice to see him have the success, but he does work very hard at it.
It almost felt like a Field of Dreams moment after he came off the field following the 68-yard touchdown run. All of the running backs were waiting for him, and they all came up and tapped him on his head or his shoulder, and it was almost them saying, you've arrived, welcome. When you see that his competition, who are also his teammates, they're the first ones ready to support him, it shows you that brotherhood is real.
Well, when you got a close-knit group, and you can go to any group on our team, that offensive line, that defensive line, or those cornerbacks, and the running backs are no different. They all pull for each other because we work hard at that. The players work hard, talk about that. It doesn't matter what number that gets into the end zone. It's 6 points for the Colonel. So guys felt good about that, but they were really happy for him, and I'm glad to see. I think Kendall Bussey and Kyron Irvin might have been the first ones out there to greet him when he was coming off the field.
And it speaks to the success you had a week earlier when Kendall Bussey, Dontrell Taylor, and Kyron Irvin had 14, 13, and 13 carries between the three of them. Every week is different. Every game is different. But that's the opportunity for this stable of backs is that you can share it, and you've got a new option every week that can keep a defense off guard.
Yeah, and, you know, if you get an injury bug that hits a certain position, like Dontrell getting sick and couldn't go, it's nice to have those guys that have that experience and can get in there and go. And it's not just at that position. We talked about how the receiver position, how that's happening. We create more depth at the safety spot, that D-line. We got some guys. We talked about some guys who played and added to it this week. Seminole getting some quality playing time. Tyler Johnson, all of those guys who've been giving us a lot of reps. Aquinda Stibe now getting in. Larion James, some of the things that those guys are doing. So it works all the way across the board.
And Stefano Garisco, that you can have an up and down start to the year, but hey, just be ready, stay ready. Your moment will come. You'll take advantage of it, Steph, and that he has three catches for 110 yards. It would have been easy to get frustrated with some things, but Stefano Garisco comes back and plays the greatest game of his three-year career.
Well, it's a mindset. You know, you can't get frustrated this game. This game will humble you. Okay, so you cannot get frustrated. And he just kept saying all along, he says, Coach, I want to do anything I can do to help the team. So, you know, he's always on the special teams. He always wants to help. When you have that mindset, I don't know how you cannot be successful.
This is the Tim Rebo Radio Show. We're hanging out at Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodaux. Tim Rebo Show brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional. And thanks again to Senator Gary Smith, the dugout in Thibodaux, Total Urgent Care, and Drop and Fix, a number of our great sponsors that make this show possible every week. We'll welcome in Rob Christoffel when we return to Rotolo's. He's the offensive coordinator of Nicholls State University, and he is up next on the Tim Rebo Show on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Football season, Tri-Parish, and at Parker Mitsubishi, we know what that means. It means face paint and tailgates and last-minute changes to your fantasy lineup. It means hand-wringing and breath-holding and waiting to see the ball clear the uprights. It's nerves and sorrow and joy all wrapped up into one experience. So you can go to ParkerMitsubishi.com and shop for that new 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross after the game. Right now, let's focus on what's happening on the field, because at Parker Mitsubishi, we love football. Go Nicholls and go to ParkerMitsubishi.com when you're ready to save. Parker Mitsubishi, 1190 West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6. All of us at Rotolo's want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you at our Houma and Thibodaux locations. Go Colonels!
It's football season and Pride Financial wants to help you score big. Everyone can use a little extra cash to get supplies, sport uniforms, even a flat screen TV to watch the games. Pride Financial, located on Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Homan, Pelche Park in Thibodaux, where you can get loans of $300 and up. Need cash today? Forget the high fees of payday loans. Stop by Pride Financial today with more convenient options. Join the winning team at Pride Financial at Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Homan, Pelche Plaza in Thibodaux, or visit them online at pridefinancial.net.
Join the winning team with Polo Auto Air in Houma. They service all RVs, mobile homes, including fifth wheel, campers, refrigerators, AC units, leveling systems, accepts all extended warranties and some factory warranties. They do work on AC automobiles, specializes in the repair and services for over 30 years. They specialize as an RVIA certified tech on recreational vehicles. Polo Auto Air, North Hollywood Road in Houma, 985-876-1934.
Vision Communications now offers faster internet in your area with download speeds of up to 25 megs per second. Get the reliability and speed your family needs for online video, telecommuting, and powering multiple devices throughout your home. Connect with friends, play games, or surf the web with the fastest internet speeds in our area. Go to viscom.net or call 798-7956 to learn more. Actual speeds vary, not available in all areas.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to thibodaux.com.
Drop-In Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop. From iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets, Drop-In Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodaux locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop-In Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop-In Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
A strong defense wins the game. Don't wait for rising water. Call Associated Pump and Supply today. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs, Associated Pump and Supply has your water solution with 30 years plus experience. Our staff is ready to deliver, install, repair, or retrofit your pumping equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
Watch out, the holiday season is near, and it's never too early to plan for those parties. You know, all the cooking, baking, roasting, keeping it cold, keeping it hot, getting ready, you know. Whoa, slow down, relax. Let Cashio's Catering relieve the stress that comes with those festive holiday meals. Ooh. From family get-togethers where you can just pick up your meals to large corporate events where Cashio's will actually do the catering. Go to Cashio's.com, check out the menus, and discuss the details with their experienced consultants. Start planning now. Cashio's Catering for the holidays.
From the preps to the pros, we cover it all. ESPN New Orleans.
As we mark the start of the month of October, we do so from Rotolo's Pizzeria in downtown Thibodaux. My name is Bryant Johnson, and this is the Tim Rebo Radio Show. We've got offensive coordinator Rob Christoffel joining us. He's been a coach since 1984. He was with UL as an offensive coordinator from 2001 to 2006, Missouri State from 2007 to 2014. But Coach Christoffel, you have been in Colonel Country since 2015. You came in with Coach Rebo and a 613-yard performance by your offense on Saturday.
That's not my offense. It's the players' offense. They did an amazing job, an outstanding job, and credit goes to all the guys on the staff, to Coach Roussel and Coach Murphy and Coach Gisclair and Coach Sammy Joe, and it's everybody's. I mean, you know, everybody has a part in it when we prepare.
The ability to have a balanced approach and then to just seize the moment, that was the story on Saturday. Back and forth game in the first quarter and a half. When did you feel like the offense hit their stride, and what allowed it to open up and score 50 points?
Well, it's been built. I mean, we talked about it, you know, and Coach and I talked about it, you know, what we needed. What did we need? And we talked about explosive plays, and I think we have a multitude of guys that can do some things with the football. And the other thing was finishing drives. I felt like against Sam Houston, we moved the ball. We just didn't put points on the board. And, you know, it was the frustrating thing. And, you know, I think the score, you know, from that game wasn't quite as indicative, I think, as how we played that week. So, you know, the whole week, you know, preparing for Lamar, it was, hey, you know, we know how good we are, but let's finish things. Let's put a, you know, an exclamation point at the end of things. So, I think our guys really focused on that during the week. Again, I think, you know, the game plan, I think all, everybody's input in the game plan was to, you know, put points on the board. You know, I love our kickers, and I tell our guys, my favorite field goal is the one from the 3-yard line after we score a touchdown. So, that was what our impetus was for this week.
I told the guys and I told the staff on Sunday, and I told Rob this, that I thought they had an outstanding game plan that they had prepared for. They knew, you know, there's always some things you might not know what you're going to get, but they knew that. But I also told Rob this, that I thought he called a great game. I thought he really did. I thought he was on point. He knew. He was setting things up. And I know we talk about that. The guy's got to go out and execute it, but I thought he put them in a position to have success, and so I thought he did a great job.
We have to live in the moment during a football game, but you have to think 1, 2, 3 steps ahead. What goes into preparing for a play, but also thinking, okay, this is going to set up something either later on in this drive or later on in the game?
Well, you know, I think first of all, you got to know, you know, what you're facing, and I think we did a very good job of, you know, putting a game plan together on what they were going to give us defensively. And knowing, you know, what areas of the field we were going to see things. The one thing we knew, these guys were a heavy pressure defense. I think they were, you know, somewhere in the area of about 50% of the time we were going to see some kind of blitz, some form of blitz. So, you know, it was just a matter of putting our guys in position to make plays. And I tell you, the great thing about it was, is the contributions that we got from everybody. You know, you can talk about the 11 starters, but I can go, you know, probably 2 to 3 deep guys that contributed to this thing. And, you know, I mean, we had, you know, guys making plays on third down that, you know, were our second and third guys. So, you know, it is a matter of understanding what you're seeing and knowing what you're preparing for and kind of thinking ahead. But it's also a matter of, you know, when you get in that position, those guys also have to make plays for you. So, I think that was the critical point on Saturday.
That was, well, you told me at halftime when you flipped the coin on what we were calling next. When did that come into? Rob, we were talking about spreading the ball around. It's crazy because we score all these points and chase through for almost 300 in the rushing game. We really have not talked a lot about the offensive line this week and the job that those guys did.
That and it's been 2 weeks. They've been dominant, and you know, we kind of felt all along going into this year that we could be potentially really, really good up front. But I thought, you know, in the Sam Houston game, I thought you saw they established some dominance in the Sam Houston game, and then, you know, I think it carried over to the Lamar game.
When you have a fleet of 300 pounders that can seal that block, secure it, and then get downfield.
Right.
I mean, it was scary watching Eddie Houston almost trample over defenders to free up some of those outside running lanes.
Right. And that's what's amazing is, you know, not only these guys only physical, but how athletic they are. I mean, you watch some of these guys, they get out and run. You know, we run screens and things like that, and they get out in the open field and they run. And you kind of forget that they're 6'2", 6'3", 300, 310, 315 pounds. So, I mean, we're fortunate right now. And I tell you what we also are is we're a little bit deep right now up front. So, you know, we not only have the 5 guys that have been starting for us, but I think we got 4 or 5 guys we can roll in there that are giving us good quality time.
You know, when you looked at Chandler didn't go this week at right tackle, Arsenault, Sam Gruning stepped in and did an outstanding job.
Right.
And then you had Braxton Burnside got his first significant action.
Right.
Really, really did well. And Alex Anderson came in at the guard. So when you can do that, and look at the other guard, we had Jair Joseph
comes in.
And Demetrius Gleaton go.
Right.
And you didn't even mention P.J. Burkhalter. You know, the guy, the old steady guy at left guard, him and Eddie. So when you can go that deep, you're right. You can have a little success.
I think what's special about a lot of the names you just mentioned, you've been with them for 3 or 4 years. Ryan Hanley, you've been with him since 2015. You guys are always going to see a transformation from players because they're 18 to 22 years old, and a lot of things happen in their lives during those 4 years. Well, what do you remember the most about some of those guys? Day one, you know, Ryan Hanley, when he came in 2015 after he committed to the Colonels, and how their careers have progressed and where they are as juniors or seniors or maybe getting ready to finish on a high note.
I don't know if I remember much about with Ryan Hanley. All I remember is he started for us after a third game as a true freshman. I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? So
I guess a pretty good McNeese defensive line.
Yeah, so yeah, that was one of the first things I remember. No, you know, it's just the expectations these guys have of themselves and to know what, you know, we expect of them, I think is kind of the biggest thing. And, you know, when we brought them here, I mean, the mentality was, you know, we're building this thing to win.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, those guys all understood it and they experienced some tough times early on, but, you know, now they're starting to reap the fruits of their labor.
It's Rob Christoffel. He's the offensive coordinator with Nichols football program. Colonels are ranked number 12 after their third win of the season. They pick up a 50-27 win against Lamar. When you're around so many veterans, you can treat them a little differently because you know their expectations are your expectations. When both you and Coach Rebo are talking with your seniors, you're telling them, well, but here's how we take a good team and here's how we take a good team and become a great team.
Right. Little things, you know, I mean, we talk about them every day, and that's just not on the football field. That's in everything they do, because I do think it carries over. And I know, you know, Coach preaches that fact. So, you know, we talk about take care of the little things and the big things will take care of themselves. And I think that's the thing. You know, we built this thing, you know, with Coach spearheading it, we built this thing the right way. And, you know, I think our guys understand what it takes, you know, in the classroom, in the weight room, on the practice field, in all aspects of their life. And I think that carries over. And, you know, if you build that attitude, yeah, then, you know, on Saturdays, I mean, you're going to go out there and you're going to do the things that give you a chance to be successful.
And we're still a work in progress. Even though with the leadership, the veterans we have, we still get frustrated at a lot of things. You know, you just got to keep, because we want them to be great and we see so much potential, we can still be so much better in all the little things that we do, and we just keep harping on and keep working. But you do know that when you have some of the older guys, when they say the things before you, you know, that goes, you can't put a price on how
you talk about it. You talk about culture. And, you know, when you first get here, it's like the coach has got to build the culture.
Yeah.
But then after, you know, you start building it the right way, then the players start building the culture. And that's when you know you've got things going in the right direction.
Julian Gumbs said that earlier today. He said when Coach Roussel offered him 2 years ago, he thought he was being pranked at first. He got so excited, he committed, and he said, you know, I feel like I grew up watching those guys. And he was talking about the last 3 years of watching Nichols football since Coach Rebo arrived, going to practices, talking to former teammates. When you hear present players make those comments, it solidifies and cements what you're building. They're seeing, they're watching, they want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. There's no question. We talked about that on Sunday in the offensive meeting. And, you know, when I was telling them, hey, look, we got – you know, this guy's making a play for us on third down. This guy's making his first collegiate touchdown. This guy's got his first collegiate touchdown, so on and so forth. How can you not want to be a part of that? I mean, the excitement that those guys get. So, you know, once they buy into that, you know, and that's when it starts to become fun because, you know, now you just say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do and this is how you do it. And they're like, oh, what's okay, coach? Let's get it done. Let's go. What's next?
You know? And now Julian Gumbs can go back and he can really recruit for you. You know, when he goes back into the city and he goes back to the school, and so many people seeing the success that he's having individually and then the success we're having collectively, that's only a win-win for all of us.
And it was another point of conversation with Julian that you've got 32 guys from New Orleans on this roster, and it's a city that you obviously know well. They love what Thibodeau offers and being that quiet contrast, but a complement to what they grew up with and what they know in the city, and it's close enough that they can spend time there. It's just building that connection from Thibodeau to New Orleans to this whole map that really has ripened this roster over the last 4 years. Everybody's family can come and visit. They can check out games. They can be on the sideline and support Nichols football.
I don't think there's any question. And I, you know, Coach says it all the time. We know who we are. And, you know, I think that's what the guys that we recruit, they know who we are, and, you know, that's what they want to be. So, I don't think we have to, you know, blow anything up out of proportion. We've got something going in the right direction, and I think they want to be a part of it.
Well, it's also a testament to this team and how this coaching staff has been built. Every year that you've been here, we've been able to bring you on this show and have conversations with you. To have that type of consistency with the coaching staff that you and the defensive coordinator, Tommy Rybacki, you signed up to be a part of this program from day one. Here you are continuing to build it into the future.
Well, that's what we're here for. I mean, my wife loves it here. I love it here. We're fortunate right now. Things are going in the right direction, and, that's what we want it to be like. And, I want to stay here and have success. And, right now it's a lot of fun.
The trust factor, Coach Rebo, that you brought in all of these coaches and players, and you don't have to micromanage because they all want to accomplish the same thing that you're here to accomplish.
Look, this guy right here sitting next to me has so much knowledge. He's seen so much, and me and him talk about you learn from everywhere you've been, every place you've gone to. You learn what to do, what not to do. We make so many mistakes, but we bounce things off of each other. You know, we sit in that room and we try to figure it out. We don't have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers, but we got things rolling in the right direction. It works for us, and we want to continue to do that.
Yep. It is incredible to think about how many great ideas have originated from just casual conversations that you're having in the hallways or in the offices with your coaching staff.
Well, yeah, and, like Coach said, the one thing you can't be afraid to do is make a mistake in, your decision-making. And trust me, I've made many, so but one that I haven't made is coming here.
I thought it was a pretty special scene the last few weeks having your mom back in town. She's turning 90 this year.
Yeah, she'll be 90.
Rob Christabel's mom back in Colonel Country for a few weeks.
She put in a game plan before she left. And, so that's
She's my biggest critic.
So I know she's listening probably right now back in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm sure. She makes my brother who takes care of her. He has to order the game every week on whatever channel it is. So, that's part of it.
That is also such a special subplot. When you've been at this for so long and you've committed your career to coaching and you can share it with the people that have been there with you from day one, is there anything better?
Been a lot of fun. Trust me.
Rob Christoffel sharing some wisdom on his offense. We didn't bring up your golf game. You've really got to be thrilled.
The golf game is the guy sitting out here in the stands. That's the guy.
We don't know what golf is from, how long he's been, huh?
Right.
And of course, this weather has been
to say. Yeah. We're set.
Well, my golf game might be better if I played in this weather, so who knows.
Well, we'll take it on the road. We'll take the Colonel football team on the road this weekend. They play in Natchitoches Saturday night, 6 p.m., Northwestern State and Nichols, the real NSU rivalry. It's back and running for year four with these two gentlemen. Coach Christoffel, thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me here.
Rob Christoffel joining us on the Tim Rebo Radio Show, the offensive coordinator for the Colonels. We will wrap up the Coach Rebo Show after this on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
It's bigger at Barker Honda. Selection, savings, service. A better way to buy the Honda you want at Barker Honda. Accords, Civics, CRVs. Hundreds of Hondas to choose from. New and certified. Big selection, big savings, and big on service. You get it all when you go to Barker Honda. A better way to buy. Barker Honda. Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. BarkerHonda.com.
Rotolo's Pizzeria is the proud sponsor of the Nichols State Coaches Show. Rotolo's Pizzeria uses only the freshest ingredients to make their pizza, calzones, salads, wings, and more. They make their original dough fresh every day, along with their homemade sauces and fresh veggies. Rotolo's, the home of the $5.99 calzone every Wednesday and happy hour Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6. All of us at Rotolo's want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you at our Houma and Thibodaux locations. Go Colonels!
Hello, this is State Senator Gary Smith, representing District 9. I'm a proud supporter of both ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM and our very own Nichols Colonels. Join me in pulling for the Colonels this season, cheering them on to victory. Nichols Sports, State Senator Gary Smith, a winning combination for years. Go Colonels, paid for by the Gary L. Smith Jr. Campaign Fund.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Judge Walt Lanier has been district court judge in Lafourche Parish for the past 16 years. Early voting will begin on October 23rd and run through October 30th. Judge Walt Lanier will be running for the open seat on the First Circuit Court of Appeal on November 6th. Judge Lanier humbly asks for your consideration and vote for judge on the First Circuit Court of Appeal on November 6th, paid for by the committee to elect Judge Walt Lanier.
Mom, Betsy and Jane missed school today. I heard they might have the flu.
Take your best shot at saving the day. Protect yourself and your family. Get your flu shot at Total Urgent Care, located in Cutoff on Highway 3162 in front of Walmart. Open 7 days a week with extended hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with no appointments or long wait times. Get your flu shot today. Or for more information, visit mytotalurgentcare.com.
Do you know if you have the right insurance coverage? Or do you feel like you're paying too much for your car, home, or business insurance? Look, if you hesitated, you need to contact Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Owner agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call 985-803-8999 or log on to 123myquote.com. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Home, commercial, auto.
Alario Brothers Marine and Hardware Supply has supplied commercial fishermen for over 50 years. Alario Brothers is family-owned and operated with family members on the premises. Not only do they manufacture and sell custom-made crab traps and trawls, they also sell supplies and maintain a large stock of fishing and marine supplies. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A in West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Good luck to Mike Cochran, number 20. Go Colonels!
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station. New Orleans. New Orleans.
Wrapping things up from Rotolo's. It's the Coach Rebo Show, Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. at Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodaux. Nichols is 3-2 on the year. They're 2-1 in the Southland Conference. They're ranked number 12 in the nation, and they will head to Natchitoches this weekend for a game against Northwestern State. Wow, transformation for Northwestern State. Brad Laird is now the head coach. Brad Smiley has come in at offensive coordinator. He's brought his quarterback from Trinity Valley Community College, and Shelton Epler. Are his numbers real right now?
Yeah, he really makes their offense go. I've been knowing Brad Smiley a long time, since his days when he was at Tulane. He does a great job. He's an outstanding football coach, and I have so much respect for Brad Laird. He's a legend at Northwestern, having played there and going away. Really made a name for himself in high school. He's been at Northwestern a couple of times. They do an outstanding job. So, tough place to play. We got to turn the page. We turned the page yesterday, put that one behind us, and we got to be looking forward. A very, very good football team, and they're going to have their sights set on us.
Nichols has the number 2 pass defense in the conference, and this is important when you're facing a quarterback that has thrown for 1,005 yards, 11 touchdowns, and no interceptions in his last 3 games, and that's against Grambling, that's at Lamar, and at Southeastern.
Yeah, done a great job running the offense. He's getting more and more comfortable every day. The guys are doing a good job protecting him up front. And let's not forget, he has some weapons. He has some weapons outside he can get the ball to. And I really like Jared West, their running back. He runs hard. He's slippery, but yet he can pound you. So when they can get the running game going, it can open up things outside for their big receivers.
Daz Ferguson, their LSU transfer, he leads the Southland Conference in yards per game at 113 a night.
Yeah, he's a big, tall target. He's got tremendous hands. We're going to have to make sure we know where he is on every down. And then, look, they got a couple other good receivers. They got a transfer from Texas Tech. Then they got another 4-year starter from NISH. So they got some guys that they know how to get the ball to, some guys that have been there a while. So our defense is going to really have to step up and play big. We're going to have to tackle well, and I think we're going to have to try to be physical again.
What makes football so special is that you only get 11 guaranteed games. So every week you theme it out, you prepare for your opponent, but you let your team know this is what's at stake. This is the history of this matchup. And when you have a rivalry game against a team like Northwestern State, it doesn't take long for some of these new players or incoming guys to understand, wow, this means a lot to a lot of generations of Colonel fans.
Look, playing for that trophy, you think it goes back to years and some of these guys have played for it, but they really don't know till they get in the game. And when we won it that first year, to see the guys run over and how excited they were to grab that trophy, it really, really was special. So, again, you're not playing, you hit the nail on the head, not just for this current team, but for a whole lot of people who's been in those battles. So we got it right now. We had it last year, and I know our guys want to take it back home with us Saturday night.
Coach Reba, have a great week of practice. Best of luck as you get set to take on Northwestern State, and we will see you Saturday at Turpin Stadium, Nichols and Northwestern State.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Coach Rebo, he'll be back next Monday. Rotolo's Pizzeria, the host site of the Tim Rebo Radio Show. And thanks again to Bourgeois Insurance, Pride Financial Services in Houma, Polar Auto Air, and Drop-In Fix. Sponsors for the Tim Rebo Radio Show. My name is Bryant Johnson. We'll see you Saturday. Pregame show on ESPN Radio New Orleans at 5:40 for the number 12 Nichols Colonels. They're on the road at Northwestern State on ESPN Radio New Orleans. You've been listening to the Tim Rebo Radio Show on the home of Colonel Athletics, ESPN Radio New Orleans.
It's football season, Tri-Parish, and at Parker Mitsubishi, we know what that means. It means face paint and tailgates and last-minute changes to your fantasy lineup. It means hand-wringing and breath-holding and waiting to see the ball clear the uprights. It's nerves and sorrow and joy all wrapped up into one experience. So you can go to ParkerMitsubishi.com and shop for that new 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross after the game. Right now, let's focus on what's happening on the field, because at Parker Mitsubishi, we love football. Go Nichols and go to ParkerMitsubishi.com when you're ready to save. Parker Mitsubishi, 1190 West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma.
Watch out, the holiday season is near, and it's never too early to plan for those parties. You know, all the cooking, baking, roasting, keeping it cold, keeping it hot, getting ready, you know, slow down, relax. Let Cashio's Catering relieve the stress that comes with those festive holiday meals. Ooh. From family get-togethers where you can just pick up your meals, to large corporate events where Cashio's will actually do the catering. Go to Cashio's.com, check out the menus, and discuss the details with their experienced consultants. Start planning now. Cashio's Catering for the holidays.
Drop-In Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop. From iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets, Drop-In Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodeau locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop-In Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop-In Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
What's the Call? Associated Pump and Supply with 30 years plus of dewatering experience. Our staff will size up your job and solve your drainage issues in no time. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs. Call Associated Pump and Supply, 985-851-7077, or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nichols State Colonels.
Join the winning team with Polar Auto Air in Houma. They service all RVs, mobile homes, including fifth wheel, campers, refrigerators, AC units, leveling systems, accepts all extended warranties and some factory warranties. They do work on AC automobiles, specializes in the repair and services for over 30 years. They specialize as an RVIA certified tech on recreational vehicles. Polar Auto Air, North Hollywood Road in Houma, 985-876-1934.
Sink your teeth into one of the dugout in Thibodeau's famous mouth-watering Grand Slam Burgers or their famous homemade roast beef po' boys. The dugout also has frappes, smoothies, and a variety of specialty sundaes and offers over 85 snowball flavors to choose from. Any one can be made sugar-free. Follow them on Facebook. First 10 customers to come in and mention you heard this commercial on ESPN Radio will win a free dugout t-shirt. Visit the dugout of Thibodeau, located on St. Mary Street in Thibodeau.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.